What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show with my guy JC, one of the best hosting DJs in the city of Memphis. You see, right there on the MEM on his hat. Hey. JC, what's good, my brother?
Boss, man, long time no see, bro. What's going on, my guy?
Man, in Atlanta, man, in stormy weather, but trying to get it done. You know how we can still on the grind, brother.
Yes, sir. Always, man. You know it don't stop.
No doubt. Well, bro, let's hit these NBA coaching trainers, bro. Let's start in Phoenix, man. They hired Jordan Ott, who was in Atlanta for a while with Mike Budenholzer as a video coordinator, then went to Brooklyn with Kenny Atkinson, then went to the Lakers. And now this dude, who's just a video guy, another video guy in the NBA, coming to head coach, bro. I know you said you ain't heard of the dude someday before he got hired. So what do you think of Phoenix going with another Michigan State person, Jordan Ott, from Matt Ishbia? And Brian Gregory, the GM, is Michigan State guy. So,
hey, man.
What's your thoughts, bro, on Phoenix, Brandon? It's
coaching. Hey, bro. Good luck. Because, like I said, so you told me about a dude, man. I had no idea. I never heard his name before in life, man. I think, like, before he got the job, I heard his name the day before, right? But sound like he's Taylor Jenkins 2.0, man. You know, a guy who started out, you know, doing the lowly work of, you know, it's important work, but, you know, I should say behind the scenes work, you know, being a video coordinator and all that. But, yeah, man, hey, it seems like Phoenix is on a different path now. You know, like Durant will probably be gone. So we'll see what happens with that situation. But good luck to him, man. You know, like I said, never heard of you, but, hey, do your thing, man.
Yeah, I knew about him from his time with the Hawks. I knew about him from that time with the Hawks. But, bro, like, yeah. For real, the video, yeah. Video guy, my man Jordan, the video guy, the head coach?
Hey, man. Like I said, if you didn't tell me about him, man, he sounds like an insurance agent or something, man. You
Jordan know, that's like name. Yes.
Yeah, like he sells State Farm or something, man. Yeah.
But think about this in Atlanta. I've dealt with Taylor Jenkins in Atlanta, was on Bud's staff. Charles Lee, coach of Charlotte. was on Bel-Air staff. Kenny Atkinson was on Bel-Air staff. Quinn Snyder, Coach House, was on Bel-Air staff. Tyrone Corbin. So Jarvin Ham was on staff as a head coach.
Right.
For the way Bud approaches, which is kind of stale and stagnant, to be honest, he's got a lot of guys off his tree, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, man, I guess everybody looking at the, you know, the fact that Bud won the championship a couple years ago and those Atlanta teams that, you know, would win 50 games but never did anything in the playoffs, man. I guess, you know, folks thinking, hey, if we can get a little bit of that here, you know, we'll take it, man.
Bud was a Kevin Durant shoe tip away from being fired in Milwaukee.
I remember that. I remember that, bro.
Man, so I'm like, yeah. Then, bro, what came down the day after that was Tom Thibodeau got fired in New York. Now, before I give my thoughts, what were your thoughts on Tibbs getting fired in New York, man, based on what you know about him from Minnesota and Chicago?
It was surprising, you know, in the moment. But the days after, I kind of see why they did it. You know, even though, don't get me wrong, Tibbs has been successful. He's gotten the Knicks to, you know, new heights that they hadn't been to in decades, right? But at a certain point, I think you know, you can kind of grow weary of Tibbs, man, as far as his, you know, he's not going to change, right? He is who he is. So he's going to play a certain amount of guys. Like, It took so much for him just to go to the bench during the last series, right? He saw how that was successful for him. He probably should have done that in game one, game two. But, you know, he's going to run guys to the ground. Like, he's no nonsense. He doesn't want to change. He doesn't want to adjust to things. And I think it came back to bite him, man. And I'm pretty sure he never saw that coming. But I think the Knicks already had in mind who they want to come in and replace him. You know, so don't be surprised if you see a Jason Kidd go there in the next few weeks, man. Like, I think he's number one on their list, honestly, you know, at this point. I think they could probably get him, man.
Knicks in Indiana, man, I saw some of the dysfunction in the Discord about, you know, how they act towards each other, how they act towards Tibbs. Like, Tibbs only really had three guys on the roster. That's Brunson, Robinson, and Hart.
Yeah.
The rest of the guys didn't really mess with Tibbs.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was like already that dysfunction of the team where it was like in Mikal Bridges in a tough spot because Brunson and Hart, his boys, are down with Tibbs. He's like, nah, this dude ain't for me. So it was, that was going on too. And then
and
they wouldn't talk to each other. They would talk to PJ Tucker about problems. Not him, but himself. He would solve the problem. Be the go with him. That's crazy, bro, that you had to go to PJ Tucker to solve problems. You can solve problems yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, and Tibbs never struck me as a player's coach, even then, you know, during his time in Chicago and everything. Like, he's old school, right? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Like, and you saw it firsthand, you know, when you were in Indiana, boss man, as far as, you know, the way they kind of go about things and handle their business. And like I said, but as far as future going forward, man, like a Jason Kidd type, I think would be the perfect coach, man. Cause you know, they're not going to give Mark Jackson a call. Right. But I think Jason Kidd would be that coach that can get them to the promised land, man.
JC, you know what's crazy about Tibbs is though, when you catch him away from basketball, he actually is a decent person.
Yeah, everybody said, you know, he's a, like, you know, off the court, you know, he's pretty solid, right? You know, pretty cool dude, man. But I just think, you know, you have to, hey, it's something about, you have to be, I know guys like him, but you have to be able to really adjust, you know, on the fly in today's NBA, right? Okay, you can't, like, it worked back in 2010, you know, with D-Rose and Jimmy Butler, man, but times change, man. You got to get with the times. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he would have gone to his bench sooner, who knows the Knicks could be in the finals right now, man, you know?
And no doubt. And I sent you a story, bro, where multiple Knicks players were upset about Rick Brunson being on the bench. And that's another thing I saw, too. The players don't mess with dude daddy like that.
I wonder why, man.
Because they know he's only angling for his son.
So the credibility factor.
Yeah. They, it's like, are you doing this for me? You're doing it for your son. You're doing it for the team.
Gotcha.
It's always, they all look, they don't really dap him up. They don't really, they just kind of look at him like, whatever. And you know what I'm saying?
Like he's a glorified team dad because, you know, honestly, that's how he got the job. That was like one of the perks and one of the reasons why Jalen signed with the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, that's like one of the things I believe that was promised to him. Like, okay, we're going to bring your dad on stage. Almost like it was the college type stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring your dad in. You know, we know he's a former player, former Knick and everything. But, yeah, it's gonna be an interesting summer, honestly, to see what happens with that situation. And, okay, let's say if you do bring in a Jason Kidd, will he want to keep Jalen's dad on staff?
Yes, that's going to be.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I'll tell that to somebody, else. Rick Brunson is a Tibbs guy.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want really a Tibbs guy on staff when you're a new coach?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that going to be like one of the things that taking the job, you have to keep him on staff?
Right.
That's going to be tricky to see. It's weird to see what happened with Rick Brunson, but a lot of dudes on the team don't like him.
Yeah.
I saw that firsthand, too.
Yeah.
They don't miss a dude. They'll talk to Mark Bryant, Ewing, Josh Starks, Allen Houston. They're talking to Othello Harrington, but they won't talk to Rick Brunson at all.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy, man. I didn't know that. I didn't know it was like that.
Bruh. I said to myself, now we see dysfunction in Atlanta and Memphis. We see it. You know, we see it, but the Knicks dysfunction is a little bit different than Atlanta and Memphis dysfunction is. A little bit different.
I see, man.
You know, I was like, wow, okay. Let's see that going. And bro, like for you, man, like I saw a report that from Mark Stein that they're thinking about bringing in Jared Dudley to be on Thomas East's low staff. Who's Jesse Kinnan in Dallas? Is that something you want to see on the bench with him? A dude that's not really been a head coach either? And Jared Dudley would be on the bench with Thomas Isolo?
No, I feel like Jared Dudley need to be like color commentating for like ESPN or the team broadcast. You know what I'm saying? Like as far as his coaching pedigree, I can't speak to it because I don't know any other coaching position he's had. You know what I'm saying? That I'm aware of. But you know, but I mean, like I said, with Isolo, man, like I'm still not sold. But I mean, Ja spoke highly of him, you know, during the end of season interviews. So if he's speaking highly of him, then I guess you just roll the dice, man, and just give it a shot, see what happens next season, man. You know, but if this thing, I think if it doesn't start well, right? Let's say if they struggle, they're under 500. Man, I don't know if our boy Kleiman would be willing to pull the trigger to fire Isolo after one full year, if the Grizz somehow, let's say, didn't make the playoffs or, you know, or a play-in team and didn't make it in or whatever, man. So, man, this is going to be one crazy summer in the NBA leading up to the season starting. Man, there's so many moves. So many things happening that could really shake things up, man. So, you know, we're going to definitely stay tuned, man. See what's going to happen, man, honestly.
For I was on my show yesterday, I said this, I said on air, I said, look here, man, look, I want the finals to be over so fast I can see what trades are in the pipeline that are going to be announced.
Yeah, and this could be one of the most competitive finals we've had in a minute, man. Like, after what we saw last night from Halliburton, game one, man, like, with the Hallie. With the Halliburton, you know, he definitely stepped up again, man. And I was wondering, man, like, I don't even think Jordan did this. Can you name another player in playoff history that has had a game-winning shot or a game or a shot to send overtime in each round of the playoffs?
I can't recall that.
You know, so I can't – and I'm the biggest Jordan fan. I can't remember this one year where he had a stretch of – he probably had, like, a game-winning shot here and there. But never like one in the first round, one in the second round, one in the conference final, one in the finals. Like, I've never seen that before, man.
Nah, neither have I, bro. Like, wow, this is crazy.
It's different, man.
And yeah, man, it's crazy, man. And JC, let me ask you this. Did you see the Braves yesterday blow their 6-1 lead in the ninth inning?
Nah, man. Like, you know, really, when it comes to baseball, bro, like, I pay attention, you know, of course, to the Texas Rangers. But anything else going on, bro, I'm going to be honest, man. Until, like, playoff time come around,
I don't be knowing.
Bruh, like yesterday, I was the Braves, bruh. Yesterday, the Braves, that game, it was up 10-4, going to ninth inning, bro, and blew the lead, lost 11-10.
Straight up.
And the pitch who started, he got traded to Baltimore today, blew it. He got traded. They brought up the, remember this dude from back in the day, Craig Kimbrell?
That last name sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, the closer.
Yeah.
They called him up from AAA today.
Oh, wow.
So they trying anything they can, my brother.
Man. Hey, man, but shout out to the Braves, though, man. Like, is Acuna, is he back?
Yeah, Ronald Acuna's back. He's the one that does the John Morant celebration.
Okay.
When he's a home run, he does the John Morant. The grenade, yeah.
The grenade, okay.
No, the grenade, he goes with the grenade. Oh, the grenade. He gets the home run, yeah. John Morant made the baseball, so yeah.
Yeah,
we're gonna close out here. JC, I sent you that picture, man, of that teacher going viral. I'll be in class every day, bro.
Hey, man, look, we talked about this before, the way these teachers are looking, man. I wish back in my day, we didn't have teachers like that, man.
We did not really.
We did not have teachers that, you know, look like that, bro. So these kids, man, they don't know how good they got it, man. And like, Let's say if I was growing up in these days and I had a hot teacher, man, and she wanted to, you know, show some love, you know what I'm saying? Then I wouldn't snitch. I wouldn't tell a soul, man. I would carry that to my grave.
Bruh.
I ain't about to get her in trouble.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And bro, like, you know, bro, I've told you before, you know, that Mariah Mills and Zion Wilson, that weird story,
mm-hmm.
She comes to Hawks games, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in the front row of Hawks games.
Straight up.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that's just out of control.
Yeah, does she take up two seats?
But you remember using the Hawks on the bottom low, they got them bigger seats, so they, it can kind of cover all that. But
okay, all right. So I know she needs two seats, man, for the two basketballs she got back there, man.
Man, Zion, hey. She's trying to bring Zion down. She could remember that old dude Busby from Houston.
Yeah,
he wouldn't take her case.
Okay,
that's how you know it's funny.
So that's her in the lawsuit.
Well, no, it wasn't her that did it. It was somebody else did it. So she's trying to join herself to the case. But it's like, nah, we good,
right?
Was telling me her story is shaky and flaky.
Exactly. Oh yeah, you already know, man. Anytime they're dealing with Busby, it's already.
And he don't want your case. You flaky. And bruh, Stephon Diggs and Cardi B. I'm like, bruh, Stephon, you play for the Patriots. They don't play. They will cut you, bruh.
They will cut, yeah.
Even you can't be on video doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
You're the Patriots.
Exactly. I feel like that would fly with any other team. Nobody would really care, bro. But for whatever reason, the Patriots, man, they just come off as this, like, holier than thou. You know, organization, man. Even though Belichick is gone now, you know, what's his name is basically a disciple of Belichick. You know, so like I'm not mad at him though, man. Like it's Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't living his best life. You know, if they happy, cool. You know, I know who ain't happy.
That's Offset.
Hey man, he on suicide watch right now, man.
No doubt. A few more quick hits for you, JC. Michael Parsons. If you and him, you take the $100,000 fine and skip mandatory mini camp to make Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones move on your contract extension?
I think, for whatever reason, you know, when the mandatory mini camp happens, he's going to be there, man. He may not be in uniform or anything, but he's going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, this deal is going to get done. Like, I think this is, like, the least contentious contract negotiation other than Jerry Jones kind of dissing his agent. Like, you can tell that Jerry loves dude and Michael loves the Cowboys, man. So, it's going to get done. Like, it's not like a Cincinnati Bengals situation, what's going on with them and Trey Hendrickson. Like, there's no bad blood at all here, man. Like, it's going to get done. And he'll be at camp. He may not be in uniform, but he'll be there, man.
And JC, we're going to go to Florida really quickly, brother. A 25-year-old woman was accused of stealing Rolexes from men across Florida, drugging them, taking millions in jewelry and other expensive items. Like, sometimes she's too fine for her own good and could be a setup and a trap for you, Florida.
Yeah. So yeah, and I guess in my age, now, my younger age, I would have probably been one of those victims. But now, man, like, if it don't smell right, I'm not talking about her not smelling right, but if the situation, if it don't smell right, bro, you know how you just get your spidey senses.
Yes.
Something ain't right. Are you about to get set up or anything, man? Like I'm gone, man. I'll be the first one to be like, all right, I'm gonna holler at you, Charlie. Like if it don't feel right, if I don't feel comfortable with you, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't really do strip clubs that much, even though I love strip club. I love strippers, but like I know when you're trying to play me.
Yeah, like if it don't feel right, like nah. Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It is. It is, man. Like for sure. So yeah, so you gotta, you know, just kind of be mature enough to know when to avoid certain situations, man. Basically, that's all.
No doubt. Well, JC is good at catching with you again, my brother, man. Go tonight, rip up on the DJ booth tonight, rip up on one or two, my brother, and we'll catch you on the road, my guy.
All right, man. I appreciate it, boss, man. You stay smooth, man. Stay cool. I'm going to get up with you, my guy.
No doubt, bro. Hold it down.
All right, my boy. All right, now.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.